Welcome to today's episode of Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. This year, over 90% of the new cars sold in the United States have some kind of driver assistance technology built in. That means some kind of system that can aid in the steering, braking, or both. This basket of technologies is broadly referred to as autonomous driving, semi-autonomous driving, self-driving, or full self-driving, etc. There's a lot of names for it and a lot of implementations. To keep everyone on the same page, self-driving is classified on the SAE driving automation scale, from 0, minimal or no self-driving, all the way up to level 5. The vast majority of commercially available cars in 2024, the cars you can actually buy, are SAE level 3 or lower. In level 0 to 3, you, the driver, need to either constantly supervise the automation procedures or at least be available to take over when the car asks you to. This is because the car is likely well-suited to drive autonomously in a limited number of situations, when conditions are near perfect and nothing unexpected is happening on the road. If the conditions turn sour or something unexpected happens, the car will initiate what's called a takeover request. This means that the car will alert you in some way to the fact that you need to take back full control of the vehicle. If you fail to heed a takeover request, or if you just take too long, bad things happen. The car is requesting you to take over for a reason. It can't handle what's happening. So you might only have a few seconds to take back control before facing some serious consequences. Getting drivers to heed a takeover request is important, and car manufacturers have struggled to design their alerts in a way that maximizes a positive outcome. As such, alert design and timelines have been the subject of numerous articles. In this study, the authors use a meta-analysis of dozens of other papers to determine what modality of alerts are most effective and how the warnings should be timed. The core of this analysis is a new piece of software they built called Predictor. It's short for Predicting Takeover Response Times. Let's dive into how they performed their analysis, built Predictor, and used it to draw conclusions about best practices in this area. Side note. Much of the analysis in this paper builds on top of these authors' own work from 2019, so this paper is a mix of new insights and ones they pulled forward from their own previous study. Okay, back to the paper. In most studies, the researchers look at the takeover process as having two key points in time. The moment when the car alerts the driver, that initiates a takeover request, and the moment when the driver takes control. In this analysis, the authors broke that interval up into more detail, defining 6 points in time instead. The car alerts the driver. The driver disengages from whatever non-driving task they were doing. The driver orients themselves to driving. The driver suspends or stops the non-driving task completely. The driver takes physical control of the vehicle. And then the driver meaningfully contributes to driving the vehicle. After breaking the problem into this detail, the authors revisited previous papers and studies, diving into the original data and reformatting it into this new framework wherever possible. They then tagged the papers with 4 different labels. The alert onset time. This is the distance in time between the alert being sent to the user and the critical moment when driver intervention is actually needed. So for example, if the car alerts you that you'll need to manually avoid a construction zone and that zone is 30 seconds away, driving the current speed, then the alert onset time is 30 seconds. The alert modality. That's whether the alert was auditory, visual, both, or something else. The input modality of the non-driving task the driver was engaged in when the alert was sent. This refers to how the non-driving task was sending information to the user. That's through audio or video, etc. And then the output modality of the non-driving task. In other words, how the driver was engaging with that task, physically, verbally, etc. They pulled all of these data points into R and used R Shiny, the web application framework, to create an application, Predictor, to process all of it. The web application they built also allows users to pull more data points and research papers into the system in real time. The underlying analysis is done through simulations of different driving scenarios. In essence, under the hood, Predictor is looking at the strengths of the correlations between different tags and contextual elements to yield a prediction of how long it would take a driver to take control of the vehicle. This analysis yielded some surprising results. The authors had hypothesized that if the alert modality overlapped with the input or output modality of the alternative task that the user was engaged in, then the takeover response times would suffer. As it turned out, things were more complicated than that. This kind of overlapping didn't have much of an effect at all. Instead, dual modality alerts, that's audio and visual, were consistently the most effective alert modality independent of the modality of the task the user was engaged in. Additionally, while alert onset times did need to be a certain minimum length to be effective, that's a few seconds, the effectiveness of the alert did not increase significantly with extra time. Instead, there seems to be a sweet spot of about 7 seconds. I would personally guess that there's a boy who cried wolf effect happening here in some way. Receiving alerts too frequently or too far in advance can perhaps lull the driver into a false sense that the alerts aren't particularly urgent and can be ignored. I'm just guessing though. So, what can we take away from this research? For one, that you can build full stack web applications in R. I had no idea that was a thing. But more generally, the takeaway is that in some cases, a meta-analysis that introduces a novel computational tool and a new lens through which to look at older data can end up unearthing insights that the original papers never caught. I think that's pretty cool. And if you'd like to check out the software they built or learn more about the methodology they used, I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.